fancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Come on in for an evening of poems and stories about the American West. A land of legend, of romance, of friendship and courage. A motherlode of remembrance. A true showcase of the Old West with the old cowboy, J.C. Halsey.
Come on in, folks. This is episode 52 of the Wild West Showdown with the old cowboy, J.C. Halsey. It seems only yesterday that we were doing the first show. I was extremely nervous that day. Why was I nervous? Because this was something new. Even though I had often dreamed about being on the radio, I never thought it was going to happen. Before all this new technology came along, that was an impossible task. Now anybody can have a radio show, so here we are with episode number 52. Beginning with episode 2, we've had movie stars, authors, pilots, doctors, radio hosts, singers, poets, and folks from all walks of life. Each episode we feature original country music by some very talented folks that haven't yet been discovered by Nashville. But in this old cowboy's opinion, they have the talent to be on that big stage. Hopefully we've helped some folks as we travel this journey, and it's our desire to help more folks in the future. Another thing about having an online radio show is a person can go back and listen to each episode because they're archived. So you don't have to feel like you've missed an episode because they're all right there for you for your convenience to listen at your leisure. So what are we going to do on this special episode? First of all, I thought I'd tell you a little bit about how we got this far. I reckon like most folks, I've always wanted a pat on the back. I've always wanted to be liked. I have to admit that through my life I felt I wasn't getting what I wanted. There was always a yearning desire to seek something else, yet I didn't know what it was. I tried many things, and the majority of them were successful. But there was still a feeling of falling short some way. Oh, I received many accolades along the way, many pats on the back of a job well done. And please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. There's many areas of my life that I'm extremely satisfied, like a marriage of 57 years and my family, and staying the course on a job for over 30 years. Many other things too numerous to mention. However, with all of these accomplishments, I still felt something was missing. It wasn't until I retired that I finally received that much-needed feeling of satisfaction that I'd craved all my life. I began writing seriously. Well, I'd been writing most of my life, but in June 2014, I began an adventure that has changed my life. I wrote and finished a novel which turned into a series of 7 books with plans for another 3. The Traveler series won first place in the Texas Authors Association of Authors. After penning several more stories, I began to feel that need to do more. So Outlaws Publishing was born with a purpose to help other authors who felt the need for that same feeling of accomplishment that I had had with my first novel. We signed our first author in July 2015 and have steadily headed for the mountaintop of the publishing business by signing a new author almost every month. Now it would seem that J.C. Halsey would be completely satisfied, but alas, it was not to be. So the Wild West Showdown online radio show began. 52 episodes of another thing folks said wouldn't last is looking forward to the future. Is the old cowboy satisfied yet? No, not yet. January the 1st, 2016, we started a digital magazine for everybody's short stories, tall tales, humor, and such. Satisfied yet? Not yet. On my 75th birthday, I uploaded to SoundCloud a new venture called The Old Cowboy Country Music Show. This is a place to showcase all the talented singers I've met through the Wild West Showdown. I've been asked many times, why are you trying to do all these things now, when you should be sitting in a rocking chair and enjoying your retirement? Folks, I think if that's what I'm supposed to do, then I might leave this world a lot sooner. And I'd hate to leave before all these things are accomplished. I'd hate to leave this world unsatisfied. So I'm going to surge ahead as long as there's a breath in my body and a desire in my heart. I believe in my heart and soul that this is my destiny. And while satisfying my own desires, I'm helping others to fulfill theirs. Let me say this to each and every one of you listening out there. Don't wait until you retire to capture your dream and do whatever it is that you've been wanting to do. Don't live your life just living each day without that fantastic feeling of satisfaction that's out there waiting for you. A quote I often use is by Larry the Cable Guy. He says, "Get her done." It is within you to do great things. Just don't hesitate. Don't procrastinate. Just get her done. No, it's not always easy. There can be times of despair, times that seem lower than a snake's belly in a wagon rut. But don't quit. Don't let the hard times cause you to quit. Surge ahead in spite of all these things. The light at the end of the tunnel is there. Keep going, and you'll reach it. Now I thought I'd play a song that I wrote and recorded on a small label back in the 60s. It's called "I'll Try Just Once More."
Time you say goodbye, 'cause I know you'll be back just like before. It's not the first time that you've hurt me, probably won't be the last, but I can hope and pray every time you go away, but this time you this one last time. Will you promise to love me? If not, set me free. I know that you've promised this before, but if you'll promise now, I'll try just once more. Will you promise to love me? If not, set me free. I know that you promised this before, but if you'll promise now, I'll try just once more.
I hope you enjoyed that. That was one of those accomplishments that I was talking about earlier. Some folks claimed I was good enough that I could have been a big country music star. However, I chose to stay on my job and raise my family, something that might not have been easy to do if I'd been out touring on the road singing. I don't recall when I began writing poetry, but in 2014 I started grabbing all the little brown pocket notebooks out of the closet and desk drawers and put together 7 poetry booklets and published them on Amazon. Something else that couldn't have been done without all this new technology. Writing poetry gained a few pats on the back with the men I worked with because they'd asked me to write a poem for someone in their family. And I did enjoy doing that very much. How about I read one of those poems now? This is one I wrote when my first grandson was born. It's called Junior. October the 3rd, into this world he came. Joshua Dale, they gave him for a name. I wanted Junior his name to be. But I'm not his daddy, just his grandpa, you see. He was really a sight for these tired old eyes. The first time I saw him was quite a surprise. I can't quite explain the feeling I had. I was real happy, and yet I was sad. There he lay, a small extension of me. Yet I'm not his daddy, just his grandpa, you see. He's walking now, kind of wobbly on his feet. But watching him wobble is joy, full and complete. I can hardly wait for him to start talking when he's big enough for us to go walking. They say that I spoil him, and I guess that could be, 'cause I'm not his daddy, just his grandpa, you see. By the way, A little after his brother was born, my two grandsons came to live with us. I have to admit, life has been good to me. My wife and I raised two sons, two grandsons, and now we're raising our great-granddaughter, who has become our first daughter. My only regret is this. I'm getting to be an old man, and there's a very good possibility that I won't be around to see my daughter's kids. On a lighter note, and is it really a lighter note, we have had in our family numerous dogs and cats, all of which were very important members of our family. By the way, a little kitten was rescued by my grandson from the middle of a busy highway. An angel is the newest addition to our five cats and one dog. Here's a little poem about pets. Who needs a clock when you have pets? It happens every night, hasn't missed it yet. The dog wants out each night at 1. Then she comes back in when she's done. When she comes back in, she jumps right into bed. As the dog settles in, I reach for my wife's head. Am I touching my wife? No, that's not her, 'cause I know that she don't have no fur. The dog woke me up 'cause she had to pee. Then the cat wants out every night at 3. Then at 5, all the cats start to sing. Can't holler at 'em, 'cause I don't want to be mean. I love my animals just like heaven, but they're all going out exactly at 7. Just a little side note here. I wish I could meet the person that had the audacity to toss a small kitten into traffic on a busy highway. What I have in mind would make that horrendous act seem merciful to what I do to that person. How about another one of my songs? This is a flip side to that 45 RPM record entitled This Lonely Feeling.
Down deep inside, my heart just longs to break. Ever since you left, I've been so blue. That's how I feel without you. My shoes keep walking back to the place down by the track, to the place where we met. I can't forget. That's how I feel without you. My eyes shed tears like rain. I hear the call of a distant train. It took you away just the other day. Now I'm alone.
Yeah, there's a lot of good memories from those days past. Jam sessions with some friends singing and playing country music. Yes, some great times with great friends. Sometimes I wish somebody would invent a way to bottle up those memories so we could have them with us always. And then I stop and think about it. Somebody already did invent something just for that purpose. It's called a brain. Our memories are stored there for us to recall at any time. How many of us take time each day of our lives to thank God for creating us the way we are? A little something we might want to consider doing if we ain't doing it already. Well, that's a short version of how the Wild West Showdown got started. It's my hope that you enjoy the show just as much as I enjoy doing it each week. Now here I go asking for that pat on the back. This time I'm asking you to give me that pat by sending an email to jc@outlawspublishing.com or jc@theoldcowboy.net. Let me know you listen to the show and you're telling all your family and friends about it. And perhaps, like me, you've got a desire, you've got a dream about being on a radio show like this. I know a way for you to fulfill that dream. It's so easy. All it takes is for you to make that effort and send an email to us here on the show to the address I just gave you. Now don't worry, I'm going to give it to you again before the end of the show. Why don't you grab a pencil and paper so you can jot it down? Of course, everybody knows there's a way to do that without missing 1 second of the show. Most players on the computer have a pause button. You pause the show, you go grab a pencil and paper, maybe take care of something else, grab a drink from the fridge, then come back and unpause the show. There you go. You ain't missed one bit of it. I realize I've kind of monopolized the whole show today, but never fear. We'll get a great guest next week and some great music. I'm going to play another one of my songs that I recorded way back there in the 60s. This is one called When the Bottle Runs Dry.
All these memories of you run across my mind as I sit here drinking another glass of wine. Reminding me of you. Now the bottle's almost empty and I don't know what to do. What do you do when the bottle runs dry? Do you order another or just sit there and cry? The pain has almost me, my eyes are almost dry. Tell me, what do you do when the bottle runs dry? A jungle for the ones that don't survive. And outside these doors, no one cares if I'm alive. My foggy mind keeps thinking how much I love you. I know that it's over. Someone tell me what to do. What do you do when the bottle runs dry? Do you order another or just sit there and cry? The pain has almost left me. My eyes were almost dry. Tell me, what do you do when the bottle runs dry?
You know, there's another way you could show me you care about the show. You send that email and tell the old cowboy you're a singer, a poet, an author, or whatever talent you have. Let me know that you'd like to be on the show. I'll bet you we can make that happen. Did you get that pencil and paper yet that I asked you to? If you did, write this down. jc@outlawspublishing.com or jc@theoldcowboy.net. You know, there's no better validation than to receive a lot of messages telling us how much you enjoy the Wild West Showdown. And there's something else you might want to do. Travel over to outlawspublishing.com. Check out the new look for our website. Check us out on Facebook. Let us know that you got a novel you'd like for us to take a look at. Here at Outlaws Publishing, we'll do our dead level best to help you get that novel published. We're here to help you, folks. We're here to help you in this endeavor to get your book published. And the way you can get started is to send that email to jc@outlawspublishing.com or jc@theoldcowboy.net. I only recorded 4 songs back there in the 1960s, but I'm extremely proud of that accomplishment. It was such a thrill to be driving down the road and hear my voice coming out of the radio speakers. This is the 4th song I recorded. It's called Song on the Jukebox.
I stopped in to hear a song on the jukebox. There she was at her table all alone. As I looked, I knew I would want her. All the time, I knew that it was wrong. What a price to pay for a song on the jukebox. The rest of my life without you. If I just hadn't stopped to hear that song on the jukebox, our love would still be pure and true. Yes, our love would still be pure and true. I sit down and looked into her blue eyes, and I could see that she would want me to. I sealed my doom as we left together. Yes, I forgot that I belong to you. What a price to pay for a song on the jukebox. The rest of my life without you. If I just hadn't stopped to hear that song on the jukebox, our love would still be pure and true. Yes, our love would still be pure and true.
I didn't completely quit playing and singing until around the 1990s when I was changing out the brakes on the church van. There was an accident and I ripped a nerve out of my left finger, the hand that I played cards with on my guitar. I haven't been able to do what I once did. However, even though I can't take part, I can still do something by playing other folks' music on the show. So if you want your music to be played on the show, let me know. We'll do that for you. We'll do it for the listening audience to enjoy. We've covered a lot of ground today, yet I feel there's so much more I need to say, so much more that I want to share with you. So what you need to do is you need to tune in each week, and I'll continue to share with you. But right now, I want you to pull up your chair a little closer for some good old cowboy wisdom. Pretty words are not always true, and true words are not always pretty. This is the old cowboy, J.C. Halsey, saying adios and happy trails.
Come on back next week to the Wild West Showdown with the old cowboy J.C. Halsey.